It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Spring break is here and hospitalizations for COVID-19 are rising. Colorado's governor and top state health leaders are urging people to keep up wearing masks and social distancing. On Monday, Colorado reported a 16% increase of patients hospitalized with coronavirus. State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy says it's too early to know whether it's the start of another wave.
We would love to see these numbers come down, and we expect them to come down as we gain more and more immunity in the state, but we're not yet there.
She says something to watch is the number of more transmissible coronavirus variants. Prom will look different this year. The state health department has released guidelines for high schools on how to host a safe prom. It includes keeping students in 10-person pods, scheduling virtual events, and having the prom outdoors if possible. Last year, proms were all but banned by rules to limit the spread of COVID-19. The Colorado House passed a bill Tuesday that would try to equalize the property taxes residents pay to support local school districts. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Some lawmakers say the bill aims to correct escalating inequities between funding for school districts. Sponsors say that in Colorado, the lowest property value districts tend to have the highest tax rates. Wealthy districts, meantime, tend to have lower property tax rates. Colorado law prevents those tax rates from floating back up as property values rise. The state has spent millions backfilling funds to school districts in wealthier areas. The bill would shift more of the cost of education to local taxpayers, freeing up hundreds of millions in state funds. The bill now moves to the Senate. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Several bills to help Colorado prison inmates are advancing at the state capitol. One would require the Department of Corrections to help people get state-issued ID after they're released to make it easier for them to find work and housing. Another would regulate companies that manage the phones that prisoners use and require phone providers to report on their rates and set maximum rates. This is CPR News.